Thank you for joining us. We pray that as you listen today, that you are encouraged and inspired. And we would love for you to connect with us on social media. Now here's today's message.
Let's look at Acts chapter 1, verse 3. To whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. This is concerning Christ after his death, his burial, his resurrection. He was seen 40 days among his followers. I'm not preaching about that. I'm just lifting from that one phrase, infallible proofs. Infallible proofs. Praise God. And now I want you to look at Malachi 3:14. Those texts are separated by hundreds of years, and they're separated by context greatly. But I want to assemble them for you today, rightly dividing the Word of God. You have said it is vain to serve God, and what profit is it that we have kept his ordinance and that we walk mournfully before the Lord of hosts? You may be seated. That phrase, it is vain to serve God, separates us from all the people that are in bed this morning. They just don't believe there's any profit. Infallible proof of godly profit. I promise you, it will profit you to serve God. I'm living proof. God has profited me greatly, and there is infallible, undeniable, irrefutable proofs that God has blessed me tremendously. Let me read to you the most hated verses in the Bible. I say that. I haven't really taken a survey. But I'm pretty sure it is. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, then there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Verse 13. Your words, this is God speaking to Israel, said, your words have been stout against me, saith the Lord. Yet ye say, what have we spoken so much against thee? And then he said the words of my text. Ye have said, it is vain to serve God. And what profit is it that we have kept his ordinance? God said, you've made a bad accusation against me. You have said it's vain to serve the Lord, and there is no profit of serving God. And God said, I take great offense to that. Because God has proven himself infallibly that he's a good God, that he's a gracious God, that he's a compassionate God. He's an intervening God. He's a way-making God. He is a God of provision. He is a God of love. He is a God that cares. And God said, I'm highly offended that you've said it's vain to serve the Lord. And so John, in 3 John, chapter 1, verse 2, you know, there are just little verses that define so big of things. John 10 and 10. John was especially good at John 10 and 10. The thief cometh to steal, to kill, and destroy. But I have come that you might have life and in more abundantly. I was raised here in that verse, but I was a man before it really became glaringly clear to me. And since that time, I can just take a legal pad, and I can just draw a line and I can write down things. And one of them is the devil, and one of them is Jesus. So many people have a hard time. They seem to discern the Lord. Not me. If it's bad, it's the devil. If it's good, it's the Lord. That's the way I can discern his voice. If the Lord, if the voice tells me to go punch somebody in the nose, that's not God. If somebody says, well, they were ugly to you, be ugly back, that's not God. Whether I'm able to master that or not, I know. I know the voice of God by the content. And this is great content, 3 John 1 and 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper, be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. That's an amazing verse. There's a man, and I don't, you know, I was younger, I used to call names. There's a guy on radio and television, and he's on there all the time. He has millions of followers. And every sermon that he brings is something negative. It's calling Joel Osteen a prophet. It's saying that women can't preach. It's saying that you can't prosper. Everything is negative. And so I don't follow him. I see him, I turn him off. Because the Bible has a real message. And the real message is that it will prosper you to serve God. And God said, I'm offended, Israel, that you say it's vain to follow me. There is infallible proof that there is godly profit in following Jesus Christ. The infallible proof of godly profit in three areas. The Bible said you're cursed with a curse. People that do not follow the Lord financially are under a financial curse. The Bible said that. You have robbed me, even this whole nation. Does that mean you've taken God's money? It can mean that. But more than that is, you've robbed God of opportunity. God is looking for opportunity to bless you. That's what God wants to do. God wants to bless you. Why? For two reasons. Number one, he loves you because you are his child. And secondly, he wants you to show forth his glory that other people might be converted and saved. So God wants to bless you for those two reasons. But God said, you say it's vain to serve me. He said, I say, if you'll bring your tithe to the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, prove me. God says, prove me. When you tithe, you're proving God. He said, prove me now, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive it. What does that mean? It's called a savings account. If you've got any money in your bank right now in a savings account or even a checking account, that means that God has blessed you. You've got money you didn't have to use. That means that God has blessed you more than you can use. And if you will follow the Lord, that will increase. And it will increase greatly. The Bible said that Abraham was very rich in cattle and in silver and in gold. And in Romans 4, verse 16, it says, therefore it is of faith that it might be by grace to the end, the promise might be sure to all the seed. We are the seed of Abraham. That's who we are. We've been grafted in. Not to that only which is of the law, but to that which also is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. If God blessed Abraham, and you're the seed of Abraham through faith, God wants to bless you financially. That's God's will. That's God's will. And Becky and I have proven that in our life. We're tithers. I mean, we're systematic. We never miss. If I'm going to be gone on a Wednesday night, I'm going to give my offering and my tithing to Pastor Becky. She's going to give hers to mine. Pastor Brandon, same way. We live this, and God has blessed our family tremendously. I tell you, there are infallible proofs that it profits you greatly to serve the Lord. And one of those areas is financially. When I was a young preacher coming to San Antonio, I was in my 20s, and I had two friends. Well, I had more than that, but two particular friends. And these friends had quite a story. Neither one of them had any money as young men in their 20s. Both of them were very close friends. And they said, we're going to succeed in life. And they were born again, spirit-filled Christians. And they both went to the same bank on the same day and borrowed $5,000 apiece. And they said, this is our start. This is our business money. And they started little surplus and salvage stores. You could go and buy remnant carpet. You could buy remnant hardware, remnant door frames, just different things. And they started making very good money doing that. They branched out into having steakhouses all over America. They became extremely wealthy. In fact, they became so wealthy, they went to a bank one day and the bank turned them down. They started their own bank. That's how wealthy they were. And they were blessing the church that I was preaching in unbelievably. They were tithing to that church. And they tithed regularly. And their tithe was excessive. Their tithe would be like just those two men, $100,000, $200,000 a month to that church. And finally, one came to the other one and he said, are you still tithing? He said, well, sure. He said, I'm not. He said, I figured out something. The church is paid for. The staff is doing well. The church has money in the bank. They don't need my tithing. So he said, what I'm doing is I give $1,000 a week and that's all I give. The other brother said, I don't care whether they need it or not. I am tithing. Years passed. I came to San Antonio, and one of those guys gave me his personal financial statement and his business financial statement, and he said, when you go to San Antonio, anything you need, I'll help you. He said, if you go to a bank, just take these and say, I'll sign for it. I never, ever took them out of their envelope. I just didn't want to do it that way. I don't know what their financial worth was. I never took it out. But years passed, maybe 10, 15 years passed. And I was back in that city and I called my friend. I said, how are you doing? He said, well, I'm doing great. Let's go to dinner. So we went to dinner and I said, how is, and I called the other guy's name. I said, how is he doing? This was the guy that quit tithing. He said, I took him groceries today. He's totally destitute. Totally destitute. He lost it all. What are you saying? I'm saying he tried it on his own, but he did not have any proof because he had ceased to follow God. And he said it's vain to follow the scriptures. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible said we're not giving to a need. We're giving in faith because we believe that there is proof if we will do what's right, God will bless us financially. I've found that to be true. Number two, there's infallible proof that God will profit you physically if you will follow him. The Bible said in Isaiah 53:5, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon it. That's about our salvation. And it's amazing how many people can believe God for salvation. But this last phrase of this verse, they stumble at. And with his stripes, we are healed. That's what the Bible said. I believe that. I believe that Christ on the cross not only died for my sins, but I believe that he purchased my healing. 1 Peter 2:24 reiterates this same verse. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. The only difference in those verses is Isaiah said, we are healed. And Peter said, ye were healed. Ladies and gentlemen, when you're sick, Christ has purchased your healing and you're already healed. It's already paid for. Did you ever have anybody pay for something in advance and all you had to do was go pick it up? We had a situation one time, and it's a long story and I won't, but it was that we were to buy a car for a ministry. This was probably 30 years ago. And I went, some people in the congregation gave, and we bought a new Cadillac for a minister. And I went down and arranged that, and I said, it's a lady. And I said, we have bought you a car. She said, what do I got? I said, just go pick it up. The cash came in to buy that car, designated. All she had to do was just go pick it up. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, Christ is not behind in his bills. He's not overdue. Jesus has already paid the price. And we have to figure out how to get from point A to point B to claim what he has done. And friend, these sicknesses and accidents can come on you quickly. And you might not have time if you don't live it every day. We live it every day. I do not have a crisis in my life every day, but I'm preparing for a crisis every day. 10 years ago Friday is when I was thrown by the horse, and it came over me and literally stomped me almost to death. And when they air flighted me into Bamsey and Becky met the doctors there, the doctor said, we're not going to operate on him because there's no need, because he won't make it through the weekend. But you prayed that Sunday. Churches all over the world prayed. Life Tabernacle in Houston, Texas stopped their service to pray for me. 2,000 people prayed. All over this country, people were praying for me. And when Monday came, I was still there. It profits you greatly to serve the Lord. And I have infallible proof that it profits me, because the Lord is my healer. The Lord is my healer. I was in that hospital I don't know how many days. They finally put me back together and they told me not to take a step. I couldn't walk, they said. And I told Becky, I said, who was that man that came every day to my bedside? She said, there was no man. I said, yes, there was. He was a short little man. He told me he was a retired officer, and he got me out of bed in the middle of the night and walked me down the hall. She said, there was no man. I said, yes, there was. Every night. And the doctors couldn't figure out why I was, and they said, don't move, don't get out of bed. But there was an angel walking me up and down the halls of Bamsey Hospital. He was there. Folks, it profits to serve the Lord. There is infallible proof. So many of you right now in this building, if it were not for the healing virtue of Jesus Christ and the stripes of his back, would long time ago been in your grave. But God's been with you. God's been with you. The fool has said in their heart, there is no God. But the wise man said, it is great profit in serving the Lord, and I can prove it. He has been with me every step of the way. Praise God. He is our God. When Becky had a tumor behind her eye, and this church prayed, and many people prayed for her, and she went back the next day, and the doctor said, it's gone. Friend, it's not that we have not been attacked by the devil. Let me tell you what, the Fender family is in a constant attack by the devil. But we have proven that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Ladies and gentlemen, the devil hates you, but God is greater. Don't ever say it's vain to serve the Lord. It's not vain to serve the Lord. He will bless you financially. He will heal your body. But John lists these in reverse order. But the greatest thing is, the Bible said, as your soul prospers. Do you know what it means to be saved? The Bible said, Jesus said, for what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Do you ever look at the richest people in the world and weep tears for them? I do. I feel sorry for people that have got billions of dollars that are dying without Christ. They don't know Christ. People that claim to be Christians. I was asked so many times. I met Donald Trump personally, talked to him for 4 hours. And somebody said, do you think he is a Christian? It doesn't matter what I think. But do you really think that he bears the fruit of a Christian? That's my question to you. I feel sorry for people like Mr. Biden and Mr. Trump. I feel sorry for people that are claiming to be the richest people in the world because they are paupers compared to you, paupers compared to me, because we are rich in salvation. The Lord is our strength. The Lord is our joy. The Lord is our consolation. He has saved our soul, and we can go to bed every night rejoicing that the Lord will be with us, and we can get up every morning saying, I am saved, I'm saved, I'm saved, I'm saved, because we understand the love of God. If you were to study deep in your commentaries, Jeremiah chapter 33, it's a fascinating study. It's a time where people came to Judah and came to Israel, and they said, you have lived a terrible, horrible life. You have left God, and you have gone whoring after false gods. True, you have repented and come back. But this is the rumor they told them. They said, because of your failures, Judah, because of your failures, Israel, the Lord has ceased to love you. And God spoke to Jeremiah and said, tell my people this, that when the sun quits coming up in the morning, and when the sun quits going down, then will I have quit loving them. As long as the sun is shining, regardless of their down settings, I love them. I want to tell somebody in this building today, you might have fallen 50 times, but it doesn't matter. God sent me to tell you, as long as the sun is coming up in the east, that God loves you and he's in this house, and it profits you to serve the Lord and follow the Lord and worship the Lord. Friend, there is tremendous profit in learning to pray to God. There is tremendous profit in reading God's scripture and committing it to your spirit. There's tremendous profit in coming to God's house. There's tremendous profit in worshiping together with God's people and congregating together. There is tremendous profit because God's love is without rebuke. And God will love you to the end. Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. God will never quit. If you're going to be separated from God, it has to be you that leaves, because God will never leave you and God will never forsake you. There's somebody in this building right now that the devil has been telling you it doesn't do any good to go to church. It doesn't do any good to follow the Lord. The devil is a liar. And God said, you've spoken stout words against me to say it is vain to follow me, because if you follow me, I will be with you in the morning, and I'll be with you at the noontime, and I will be with you in the evening. I'll be with you on the mountaintop, and I'll be with you in the valley. I will be with you in the good times, and I will be with you in the bad times. I will supply your every need. I'll never let loose of your hand. I'll keep you in the hollow of my palm. I'll bless you coming in and going out. I will be your God, and no matter who assails you, I'll still be with you. Friend, I'm going to tell you that I am a billionaire in God. God has blessed me so much that I am rich beyond explanation. He takes care of me. Everything I need, he provides. And that's not just clothes and cars, but that's the most important things, the Spirit. God speaks to my spirit when I see things that are totally in disarray in this world, and it's scary. There is no fear because God has cast out that fear and replaced it with perfect love. I am not fearful. I am confident. And I join with the Apostle Paul. I will not throw away my confidence. I will not cast it away. I am confident in the Lord, and nothing can separate me from the Lord, not from His love, not the past, not the future, not the present, not trials, not tribulations. You can't even bless me out. Friend, I don't know of any great need I have, but because I don't have a need does not mean I'm going to quit serving the Lord. I'm going to serve the Lord like I was broke. I'm going to serve the Lord like I was sick and dying. I'm going to serve the Lord like I needed Him. I'm not sick, but praise God, I'm praising Him like I was. I'm not broke, but I'm praising Him like I was, because I love God. And nothing can separate me from His love, not one thing. And He's in this house today. And that person that the devil has been lying to and telling you that it doesn't matter, that you don't have a walk with the Lord. Remember, the Lord said you will not cast, your vine will not cast its fruit before its time. That means that God will not let the relationship be aborted. You are in the Lord's hand. And God's not quit you. He's following you. He's dogging you. He's speaking to you. He's whispering to you. He consoles you. He's wrapped you in the arms of His love. And God says, love me back. Love me back. Did you ever hug somebody that had something against you and they were just as cold as a tree? I mean, they were just standing there. Some people are like that toward the Lord. I challenge you to hug Him back this morning. Like the song said, make room for the Lord today, because God loves you. I don't care what people are saying. They told Judah and Israel, you have sinned against God and God has forsaken you. It was a false rumor. God said, if the sun comes up in the morning, I still love you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's what God is saying to you today. And God said, no matter what you're going through, I am not holding past mistakes against you. The times that you've fallen, I'm not holding. I am here no matter what you're going through. Lean not on your own understanding. But God said, please lean on me and I will sustain you. Stand on your feet right now and lift your hands and give God praise in this great auditorium today.